SMS Early Breakfast on 31702.
Founding consultant at U+ Wellness and clinical psychologist Audrey Katsidzira joins us in studio this morning. Audrey, thank you so much for coming back again this week.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
All right. So, I mean, there was this article that I saw that just spoke about, you know, the complicated relationship between Black mothers and their daughters, or more Black daughters and their mothers. And the reason I'm saying it the other way around is because a lot of the complications start to happen or reveal themselves when you become an adult. As a woman, you figure yourself out. So, I mean, I'll go first and just express one of my challenges. For example, with my mom, is that she'll often think that she's protecting me by not telling me something at when it's happening. But in the long run, it actually is hurting me because it's still my problem. And I mean, we have arguments over this. And in her mind, it's like, yeah, but I didn't want to bother you. I mean, where does one begin when we say a mother-daughter relationship? What is that evolution like? Because, you know, we had the pink fairy dresses. It was all cute. And then suddenly puberty hits and then something goes wrong.
Yeah, Lebo, you raised some really interesting points. One word that really keeps coming up for me is really just accountability.
Yes.
And transparency. Those two aspects, you know. Ultimately, as an adult, you know, you have to own your own journey and start to sort of say, who am I? And you can't do that without going into the past. And so the question is, have our mothers been able to do that? And in turn, are we as mothers now able to do that?
And I mean, I'm glad you're saying that, because sometimes when I have conversations with my mom and I'm like, you know, this particular thing that happened, like, it broke me. And her perspective, of course, will be like, at the time, this was the best decision. Now I know better and I know that it whatever it was not okay and I'm sorry. And sometimes there's a disconnect between, but I said I'm sorry, and the other person healing, if that makes sense.
It does.
I posted this week that somehow people think sorry is the button that fixes it. But a person can feel broken, robbed of whatever, even if a person acknowledges guilt and says they're sorry. So I think there are many of us who, yes, we know our mothers went all out for us, but we have challenges that we're facing as grown women today because of our past. I like that you said accountability, because it's at some point, it's my responsibility to own my actions. I can't be blaming, well, my mom taught me X, Y, and Z. But how do you come together as mother and daughter where you have problems in your relationship? Mother might not even be somebody who acknowledges that back then what she did was not okay for you.
Yeah, you know, I actually had a very sad conversation with someone where they were demanding that level of accountability from a parent. And I realized something. You know, as people, when we define who we are, you know, you always find someone say, my mother or my father.
Yes.
Whether they're saying, I never knew my father, I never knew my mother, or I knew them. So the absence or presence of a parent is significant for personal identity and growth. Mm. So hence I was saying we always need to locate ourselves within the context, you know, that we actually find ourselves, starting to look at how the past has impacted us in the here and now. So I was giving, you know, this conversation quite some thought, especially when I got the article. And then the first thing is that we need to maybe acknowledge the context in which Black mothers in particular have been raised. These are contexts of marginalization. So this already means that maybe at a certain stage of their development, they didn't experience safety and predictability in the environment. So they just sort of grew up feeling like you have to survive, you have to do what's necessary. Mm. And then the second thing is they actually start to feel like, okay, since I've had to earn things that are basic, like nourishment. I mean, ideally, a child should just be able to get nurture, once again, coming back to existence and worth, you know? But then now, if you have to earn nourishment, if you have to, like, cry, yell, if you have to struggle to get something that is basic, you know, automatically, you're not experiencing empathy. Mm. And automatically, the environment is judging you. And then maybe you now need to, you know, you sort of now feel like, you know, who you are as a person is not good enough. And without realizing it, you start to impact on your environment in that way. And that means on your loved ones.
I think you're raising some really, really valid things, but I want to use a practical example. So we're working off of something specific that maybe we can apply to our own lives. So, you know, someone once shared with me that the mother was being abused by the dad, you know, and as a child, it's easy to just be like, I hate my dad for what he did to my mom. But then you grow up and you let's say, for example, you start dating, getting into relationships, and then you also find yourself not leaving. And then the realization through whatever process is, well, this is what I learned from my mom. Now there's this additional layer of resentment on your own mother, which is, you taught me not to leave, right? How, I mean, where does one even begin?
Sure.
Because firstly, we were not there.
Yeah.
Secondly, I kind of get it. Like, mom, you staying in this hurtful environment also hurt me. So how did you not protect me by like, there's so many layers, and I could get it when the person's like, yes, I hate my dad. That's the easy person. My mom, however, her, I will never forgive. Isn't that interesting?
You know, it's fascinating, because also it comes back to the two-dimensional aspect with accountability, you know, that the accountability is also on the part of the mother as much as it's on the part of the child, for example. And once again, you know, interaction is circular. It's not a linear thing, you know. If it was linear, then it would just be easy to say my dad abused my mom. But like you were saying, as you grow up and you start to look around and you say, oh my goodness, I'm perpetuating cycles, I'm perpetuating patterns. Hence, I like the fact that you also brought up abuse. You know, when we think of abuse, people think of the most extreme version. But there's so many subtle layers of abuse, you know, driving up until the very extreme that people would then start to talk about. So I think, you know, it really comes back to, I think, starting to really become aware of your journey. And I know now this sounds very interesting, like starting to say acceptance, you know. Can you do that? Can you actually say, okay, it happened. I accept that it happened. Like you were saying, we were not there. So a lot of the things we know about the past, we are being told. And a lot of them are also based on our memories. But can we really trust our memories? And also, whose version? I mean, just as we discuss history, like on a greater scale. So I would say, where you are right now, you know certain things that have happened in your life, certain things that you find hard to forgive about yourself, or let's say your mother in this particular case. And sometimes it starts with really just saying, okay, these things happen, and building at least an acceptance. Because once the acceptance is there, it's easier to actually look around and say, okay, what do I need to do for myself to be okay?
I mean, my sister and I, we're not biological sisters. Our moms are sisters. And I mean, it's a very safe space to vent about our mothers. Like, I don't know if you heard earlier where I was like, it's so unfortunate in so many ways, because everything is about our mom is queen, then we don't open ourselves up to talking about our challenges with our mothers, because you look ungrateful. If I were to ever post, yo, my mom is annoying me today, why, you know, I would be lynched on social media, right?
Yeah.
But no one actually has those discussions where you're like, actually, I can love my mom and resent her and still treat her well as well. Why isn't it a safe space for us as women to talk? For example, the only time we speak about those things is when it's extreme. So I saw a woman who posted a letter she wrote to her mom where she was like, I am done supporting you. I cannot have you continue to manipulate me. Our relationship is toxic. I will only see you X amount of times because of blah. And then people are like, yeah, but was she abused? But what she did it? No one just took what she was saying at face value of like, actually, you're right. Sometimes our moms can be manipulative.
Yeah.
How many times have women stayed in marriages because you cry out to your mom and she's like, I can't be explaining to people that you're getting a divorce. Sure. You understand what there's such
absolutely.
I don't know if I'm explaining it properly.
You are actually, and I think you brought in a very, very, very important subject that people really ignore, and that's the multiplicity aspect, the coexistence. You can say, mom does not know how to give empathy, mom is not affectionate, mom does not acknowledge my feelings, and still say, I love mom. You can say,
and
I
we have a relationship.
Absolutely. Yes. You can have a relationship with someone and you can be like, I don't like this energy around this person, but I love the person. So there's certain things, hence the accountability is important. So sometimes it's important to actually be able to have that open conversation of, I know you're going to be hurt when I say this, but I really don't like it when you do this. understand this doesn't mean I do not love you and I do not appreciate anything you've done for me. Because gratitude is one thing. But you can have gratitude and you can have resentment. These two processes can go on alongside each other.
And I think those are one of the things that I appreciate about the relationship with my mom, is sometimes we'll be in conversation, I'll be like, how... what's helped me is to ask questions as opposed to make statements. So to ask the question, remember that time when X, Y, and Z happened? Was it your intention to hurt me? Okay. Are you aware it hurt me? And sometimes, a lot of the times, the person's not aware. Then you say, okay, what is your understanding of what was going on? Then they explain their position. And then you say, from my perspective as that seven-year-old child, it broke me that you didn't do X, Y, and Z. And instead of saying you didn't protect me, I say I didn't feel protected. I didn't feel X, Y, and Z. And that's made our conversations easier, where I'm like, the reason I don't blame you, that's why I'm not angry at you. I don't blame you. I'm just making you aware of where I am in my emotional development because this happened to me. I don't know if I'm making sense.
You are, actually. And I think what I'm really seeing is that the journey towards healing has a lot to do with empathy. Your journey, for example, going back into those spaces. Because now what people do is tend to shut them and say, it's done. I'll deal with it. Yes. But that's actually not how it works. Relationships, contracting is important. So you would actually go and say, look, this is what happened, but I want to understand it from your side. This is what happened for me. Yes. This was my lived experience. But what was happening for your side? And I feel like you actually having those sort of conversations, those open, transparent conversations, they allow your mom to step in and be like, okay, look, here's my version and this is where I am. And hence the accountability steps in on both sides. But then I think another layer that you've introduced is the idea of impact and intention. A lot of loved ones, hence abuse is subtle. A lot of loved ones are hurt, not because of your intention, but because of your impact. Because as I was saying earlier, the context of marginalization, when you're living in a difficult world where you have to survive, you're not really thinking of, have I given affection? You're thinking, I'm going to do the best that I can right now. I'm going to do the best that I can with what I have.
So another layer I want to add to the conversation is, I think also the relationship changes now when you become a mother. So I'll give two examples. One example is when you become a mother and you see your mother that treated you a certain way growing up, treating your kids the way you wished your mother had treated you. And I get it. Being a grandparent is not the same as being a parent. But for many women, it's such a painful journey to experience this parent that, let's say, for example, didn't show you love and affection, now giving your kids all this love and affection. And then you're like, how? But you had the ability the whole time. Why couldn't you love me the way you love them?
And I think it goes back to that idea of owning your journey and sort of having to accept that you may not always get the closure that you want. We also need to accept that things improve generationally in the same way that as an adult, you're able to have conversations where you start to consult with your parent. Whereas when you're a child, you are given instructions, do this. It has to be this way. But as you grow up and you start to have your own self-identity, you start to question those things. How come I have to do it this way? How come? So hence we see that improvement on a generational level. And so on that note, I think once again, we need to actually start to say, hey, maybe I'm not going to get the closure there. Maybe I'm not going to get the answer to my questions. That's why I was saying it was quite a sad conversation to actually say to this person, hey, look, actually, there's so much pain there, you know? So it's not a question of was my parent present or absent, but it's there's so much that has hurt me, you know? In their presence, this is what they did.
Because the way we relate is based on our own experience. So if your experience was my mother was abusive, right? And I see this on all the Dr. Phil episodes I watch between mothers and daughters, where the child is like, but you neglected me. And the mother's response is, you always had a plate of food to eat. And it's like, there's such a disconnect. But what I want to quickly do is acknowledge all the messages that are coming through. One says, thank you for the discussion about moms. I love my mother so much, but she hurt me most emotionally so much all of my life. And I resented her so much, even hated her. She's 93 and dying now. And it's been very emotionally draining with all the past memories. That's another time where you have to face the reality of your emotions with your parent. Is that now, let's say, you didn't get an opportunity to say all the things you wanted to say to your mom. She's on her deathbed or she's gone. How do you reconcile those feelings?
Sure. I really wish I had an answer to that. I really do.
And very quickly, another person says, power to your guests. Most women I know, they pin something on themselves or the person. They just don't separate the did from the person. I think they're trying to say the action. Power to guess indeed. Another one says, high level, you must remember. Okay, so it's also people just acknowledging the relationship between mothers and daughters. So just to wrap up, it is okay to love your mom, to have a healthy relationship with her, with boundaries that, that you define along with her. But also for me personally, I chose to make my mom my friend. I chose to make her my friend, which means when we talk, it's not abnormal. But when she's being mom, like, yo, when she's calling me by my full name, I know I'm in trouble.
Yeah, and I really like that because the reality is, as a person on your own, even before we introduce mom into the picture, you have to develop completely. So you need to know the areas of development for yourself. So if on a personal level you are growing and developing and starting to learn, okay, these are my areas of growth, these are my areas of weakness, what more with relationships? It means there's so much repair that goes into relationships. And so once again, multiplicity, mother-daughter relationship, friendship relationship, but then knowing that it's the context that determines their behavior. Mm. So sometimes she's functioning as mom, sometimes she's functioning as friend, but it's a choice. And both of you have made the decision to grow because she could have not received the feedback. Mm. She could have said, I just think you're an ungrateful child. You must always listen to me.
I feel like we need a part two because the one about my child is disrespectful is another one that's used to negate somebody's feelings. But we have to end it here. Please do get in touch with our amazing guest, Audrey. You can find her at U Plus Wellness and ask any questions you may have. Find her on Facebook as well. Go to the website uplusswellness.com.